His name, Andy Sharp. Andy Sharp has got an interesting career because part of his career was in the music industry and part of it was in the corporate industry. He worked for IBM for 10 years and he also was part of the AC/DC label at one stage. Then he was asked to do something a little bit different. Take some Aboriginal kids together and teach them some music and some songs. And that's what he did for local radio. He got a group of kids who'd never played, got them going, produced stuff, put it on radio. And the corporate market started to ask him to do things for them. And he's done work for Coca-Cola, he's done work for Virgin. Please give a big, big hand and a big, big welcome to a very special man and a very special group of people. Andy, where are you?
You're not going to get any speeches from me. I'm just going to introduce this band. He's played with the Supremes. He's played with Barry White. And for all you people from the UK, he's played with a very hot band at the moment, McFly. On drums, Mr. Barry Crook. And on bass guitar, he's played with Ray Charles. He's played with Tony Bennett. He's played with Take That and the Bee Gees. And we all had dinner last night. He's got immaculate table manners. He's also played for the Queen of England on multiple occasions, as have most of these guys. Mr. Joe Meacham. On keyboards, if you've ever been to the West End, you've probably seen him starring in musicals like Moving Out, The Billy Joel Show, and We Will Rock You, Mr. Darren Reeves. On guitar on the far side, he's played guitar with the inventor of the windmill, Mr. Pete Townsend of The Who. He's played with Queen, and he played with the show stealer at the huge Glastonbury Festival last year, Shirley Bassey. Mr. Dave Holmes on lead guitar. And on the other guitar here, he's Song Division's US music director. He's toured Europe with artists like Kitaro. He's written songs that Jethro Tull sing. And for any Americans in the audience, he plays in the stadium-selling band, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, on lead guitar, Mr. Angus Clark. And I'm going to bring to the stage our singers. She's sung with Queen. She's played with The Who at Madison Square Garden, and she's shared a stage with Pavarotti, the gorgeous Susie Webb. And last but not least, she's sung with Luther Vandross, Annie Lennox, and haven't we all, Bono, Miss Zoe Nicholas. And I think they're going to play a little song for you that you would probably recognise.
Only true in fairy tales. Hey, what to be for them, for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way you see. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Yeah. And then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, and not a trace. I'm in love. Ooh, I'm a believer. I can leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. She's the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying?
Well, thank you very much. My name is Angus Clark, and I'm the musical director for Song Division. And today, the Song Division band is your band. MPI currently owns this band for the next 30 minutes, and you are going to write a song, and we are going to play it and record it. And nobody has to sing on their own. Don't worry, that's not
the heart rate. You can drop the heart rate.
Yeah. Don't worry. All the singing will be done kind of "We Are the World" style. So you know you can. Who do we think was phoning it in on the "We Are the World" session? You know there was somebody back there just pretending to sing. So don't worry about that. But you are going to do the writing, and that's the important thing. So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to put you in charge of the band. And one of the greatest band leaders in America was James Brown. Some of you may be familiar.
Ow!
And he used to take charge of his band. He would tell them things. He would say, "Hit me 3 times. That was 4.
4 times. 4.
But they're going to do much better for you, because I'm not in charge. You're in charge. Now, I have two wonderful people in the audience. Zoe, who you just met, who's over here. Now, Zoe, can you find me somebody up there who can be in charge of the band?
Yes, I can. Let's find somebody here. Hello, sir. What's your name?
I'm Jonathan.
Jonathan, hello. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
8.
Tell the band to hit it 8 times.
Hit it 8 times, man.
They can still count. I'm relieved. Okay, and Andy, have you got somebody over there who wants to take charge?
Can I ask you, sir, to pick a number between 1 and 10?
4.
And ask the band, hit me 4 times.
Hit me 4 times.
All right. They're your band. They'll also play any style of music you care to name. Like, I could say, hey, I want to hear a little country music. Patsy Cline would be proud. Now, anyone over here got a style of music they're particularly fond of, want to hear your band play? Anybody?
Funky music.
Funky music. If this band can make Susie dance, then we're all good. What else we got over here? Anybody? Just shout it out. Let's hear it.
There was a reggae up the back here.
Reggae. Do it.
We're jamming. Okay, so any style of music, they'll hit you anytime. You're in charge. Whose band is it?
Yours.
It's MPI's band. That's right. I know. Now, we're going to do something pretty typical in pop music. We're going to write the chorus first, okay? And for that, we need a little bit of music. Does anybody in this audience either play the guitar or know someone who plays the guitar? Besides Paul.
Oh, there they are. I think this...
Max, come on.
Well... We got a member of the Dutch Mafia. That's good.
Say hi to Max, everybody.
Hello, Max.
Big Max. Shall we call him Big Max?
He just hurt his fingers.
Yes.
Yeah,
typing anyway. Too much. Let's get to some chords. What do you got?
This is old-fashioned G.
A G chord?
A G chord.
All right. The band knows it, too. I'm quite relieved.
And an E minor chord. Oh! Okay.
Yep. That's great. You have one more for us?
One more. D minor.
And D minor.
Oh, no. This one.
This one. It's a C chord, a C chord. All right. Thank you. Max.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. I got it.
You grab it?
Thank you.
Where is it?
All right. We're good.
We may see you later, Max. See you later.
Whoa, what's going on exactly? All right, so we got a G chord, we got an E minor chord, and a C chord. We can make some music out of that. Don't worry about it. And then we're gonna get some lyrics here going. And I think just to start things off, we're gonna go with the main theme of the conference here, which I think you guys all know by now. And Marcia is running our PowerPoint. Marcia, could you throw up the first line of the chorus for us? The future is our canvas. Let's create it together. Yes? All right. So let's get something with that. We'll figure out the music in a second. We just need to get another line for this chorus. We need something that rhymes. So we have the future is our canvas. Let's create it together. Blah, 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 bada, ether, something. Susie, you got something?
Yeah, I like your shoes. Are they made of leather?
That's a perfectly good lyric.
Thanks.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
We could get on the radio with that one. But do you guys have something that's slightly more on topic, on point with what you guys are doing? Anything? We just need to rhyme together with weather or leather or pleather or forever.
Ooh. Whatever.
Angus, we have someone over here that wants to do a little rhyme.
Okay.
Let's flock together like birds of a feather.
Very good.
Here is our canvas. Let's create it together. Let's flock together like...
I thought you said something else then. Didn't we, MPI people?
Like birds of a feather. All right, well, we've got a triple rhyme there, which, according to the songwriting book that I learned everything that I know about songwriting from, makes you seem lighthearted. So, the future is our canvas. Let's create it together. Let's flock together like birds of a feather. Done. I love it. Do we love it? Yes, we love it. All right, we're done. We're good. This is the chorus. Now let's get a G chord working. Yeah? And let's get a beat. What kind of beat do we want? It's your band. Ooh, let's start with the bass player. Joe's got something. What do you got? Let's create it together. Let's flock together like birds of a feather.
Not bad.
Almost there. Should we try it again? I want a little help.
Yeah.
One, two, one, two, three.
For the future is our canvas. Let's create it together. Let's flock together.
Almost there? Yeah. Almost, right?
I think the double together, we take a couple of suggestions.
Let's take a suggestion. Let's get something for the together line, because we don't need that line to actually rhyme, yeah? So let's go something that either
something
rhymes.
Something to replace that third line.
Yeah. Who's got something? Come
and
on.
It doesn't have to rhyme. That's an easy one. Over here, Zoe? Let's rock the world.
Ooh. Or let's rock Malaga.
We've got massive mixed metaphors working right now. I think it's like the mixed metaphor quotient went into the stratosphere.
It's throwing the birds of a feather. It has.
We'll work this one out. Now, we're going to work on the chorus for you guys, but what we need to do right now is work on the verses. And we're going to stick with the art metaphor, probably, for the most part, because that's mainly what's going on here. We've got the empty canvas. We have the full canvas. We've got a chorus that mentions the canvas and that we're going to do this together. So we're going to have two verses in this song. And this is where you guys get to do the hard part. We're going to come up with as many rhymes as we possibly can. What I want, verse one is going to be everybody on this half of the room. And you guys, I want you to write about Malaga. Anything about Malaga that you liked about the beach, the museum, the Palacios de Congres, just about being here, Malaga, the windy airport.
Sangria.
And then you guys are writing about the future of the meeting and events industry, okay? And writing a verse is very easy. This is how you write a song. Keep the lines from being long, trying to find some words that rhyme. Sing along and stay in time. And that's all there is you need to know. Make them rhyme. They're short lines. You make them rhyme. You guys have pencils and paper? Have you found your pencils and paper?
We didn't know there was going to be a test. Come on. Really?
And we have, Darren, can we have some thinking music?
It's a very meditative chord that Darren is playing. Okay, so you guys over here, you're writing about Malaga. Just some fun stuff about being here. Make sure it rhymes. And I don't need a copy of War and Peace. Keep it short. And you guys over here, you're writing about the future of the meeting and events industry. And again, just make sure that they rhyme and keep them short. Have some fun with it. Anybody who can rhyme something with Picasso gets extra credit. All right?
They get a kiss.
And if you can rhyme something with Malaga, that's a good one too. All right, you have 2 minutes. Start it.
So you need more-
On the stage, please.
So, my eight over this side. Guys.
Now, this is something I learned from George Clinton. He's a funk pioneer. I don't know if any of you are familiar with his work. But his basic credo is that the more people you have on stage, the bigger the party is. So that's what we're doing right now. We're creating a party by bringing more people to the stage. Now, whose words do I have here?
That's mine.
That's yours? Bo? Yeah. From Moving Minds? Yeah. Hold on to that. Now, folks, I need you guys to participate. I know these are the people we have on stage, but everybody's participating because it's all of our song. And what we're going to do is... Oh, everybody's... That's all right. That's all right. That's you? Now, we're going to put an applause meter up. Just so that everybody feels like they're being judged, which I know is the funnest part of being a human being. And we're going to start right here with Bo from Moving Minds. What have you got?
I drink my hot espresso while I'm thinking of Picasso. Let's go and paint the sun. The crisis won't last too long.
Very good.
I like that. Let's... I love the sentiment of your last two lines, but they don't rhyme. But I think I really like I drink my hot espresso while thinking of Picasso. And I'll definitely have Marcia put that up, and we'll work on bringing
I think
the other
that's,
two.
That's hot espresso, Marcia.
Hot espresso. I drink my hot espresso while thinking of Picasso. And now with Ian, what have you got?
Underneath the clear blue sky, here to learn from MPI. Feel the warmth, feel the heat. Malaga is hard to beat.
Ooh. He's a poet and he knows it, and his feet show it. They're Longfellows. All right. Did we get that, Marcia? Underneath the clear blue sky.
Can you repeat that?
Underneath the clear blue sky, here to learn from MPI. Feel the warmth, feel the heat. Malaga is hard to beat. Yeah. All right, who else has got something? What have we got? May? Yes?
In Malaga, we catch the sun, and we shall all have a lot of fun. sangria, tapas all day long, and we shall all sing along.
And oh, I like that. Let's take the last two. Let's take the because the other sentiment is already up there. Your line is just as meaning as good and meaningful. But let's do sangria tapas all day long, and now we all shall sing along. I love it. All right, what have we got over here? Oh, you're all in it together. That was a group effort. I love it.
We understood that we got extra credit for certain rhymes, correct? Yeah, yeah. Okay, so enjoying beautiful Malaga with ladies short and talaga. We'll drink vino by the glasso while we're talking about Picasso.
All right. I'm going to... Talaga? Really?
I like it.
But it was what? Vino by the glasso? We'll drink vino by the glasso while talk about Picasso. If we can work that in, Marcia gets extra credit. All right, who's next?
I have Malaga is what unites together with drinks and bites. Of course, content is king, and networking is our thing. Future of art was made by Picasso, therefore we drink. Therefore we celebrate with Basso. That's a drink.
Basso is a drink. I learn something new every day.
We're running out of room on the screen. All the lyrics are so good. We're actually running out of room.
This?
Oh, sorry. Hello, it's very short. Malaga in the sun, the place for fun.
All right, we've covered Malaga in the sun. What have we got? I drink my hot espresso while I think about. Maybe we could have that be about. Please. Ooh, Marsh is good. Underneath the clear blue sky, here to learn from MPI. Malaga, we catch the sun.
Eating tapas all day long.
Eating tapas all day long. Now we all will sing along. Enjoy beautiful Malaga with Lady Short.
I love it.
Ladies and the men have to sing the song. So I here to learn from it.
We got some over here.
All right, we're gonna leave verse one right now. We're gonna move to verse two. I'm gonna do some minor editing. You guys all stay right here. Don't go anywhere. Verse 2, you guys are writing about the future of the events industry. What do we have?
Well, we have, we are no jerks. With us, a meeting works. We're mingling peers together and make all meetings better.
I'm sorry, one more time. We're mingling peers together and make all meetings better. Let's drop the jerks line just for... Just because we're recording. So we're mingling peers together and make our meetings better. Yeah, okay. All right, good. We'll take that. Okay. What have you got?
Right, we got meetings are the future and the world is ours. Please protect our planet and harness all our powers.
Ooh.
All right, let me. I like this. What else have we got?
Well, we've got the future. Stop,
sorry, can I interrupt? Angus, can we? That was a great line, and we just get Marcia to type it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you read it out again? Or was it Sam?
We are the future.
Meetings are the future.
Meetings are the future.
And the world is ours. Thanks. I hate the microphone as well. So
Marcia, meetings are the future.
Meetings are the future. And the world is ours. Please protect our planet and harness all our powers.
Very good. Very good. I like that.
Have we got it? Great. And?
Try again. The future of our industry is bright. We just have to get it right. Communication is the key. If I talk to you and you speak to me. Picasso opened our fantasy. Let's make it together, you and me.
Oh yeah! Let me see it. Sorry. This is great. The future of our industry is bright is one too many syllables. But if we say maybe the future, our future. Can we say our future? Maybe our future is very bright. We just have to get it right. Okay. What did we do on the applause meter on that one? That one was strong, all right? Let's move around and we'll see where we're going.
Thank you. Okay, we change the world when we meet. Now let's rock and dance on the beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a strong competition. Okay, moving on.
I'm from the middle, so I'm actually Malaga again. Not meetings. But what I've got is we're all here in Malaga, where there's lots of sangria, in a South Mid city where all the girls are pretty. Yay.
And aren't the girls pretty?
And Angus, can I jump in? Sorry for these guys on the end. We're going to have to just make that work. We've got about 5 minutes left before I have to clear the room, but let's just make those ones work. But don't go anywhere.
Okay, we're mingling peers together. Let's make our meetings better. Meetings are our future. Meetings are the future, I think. Yeah, good. And the world is out.
Sam, what was your last? Can you read yours again? We're gonna chop yours up. Can you read it again? Yeah. We might just take half of it.
Okay, meetings are the future. Sorry, meetings are the future, and the world is ours. Please protect our planet and harness all our powers.
Got that already? Twice.
It's a different rhyme scheme. That's the issue with that one.
That's fine. We can make it work. Okay. Yes. And at the bottom, can we say, we change the world when we meet? Instead of the second to last line. Change the world when we meet instead of need. Now let's rock and dance to the beat. Marcia? Second to the last line. It's all right. We're almost there.
Marcia, can you the second last line?
Yes.
Change the word. The very last word. Need to meet.
Yeah.
We change the world when we meet. That's it. Now let's rock and dance to the beat. All right.
Okay. And then at the very top line, let's just put mingling peers together. Just mingling. Mingling peers together. Let's make our meetings better. Meetings are the future, and the world is ours. Please protect our planet. Harness all our powers. And the future is very bright. Let's try to make it right. Oh yeah, we can make it right. Sorry, not let's try this, make it, we can make it right. And I'm almost there. I have one too many lines. Yeah, mingling peers together. Let's make our meetings better. Meetings are the future and the world is ours. Please protect our planet. Harness all our powers. The future is very bright. We can make it right. We change the world when we meet. Now let's... If I lose a line because we have one too many, is that all right? Let's put it to the crowd. Do we want the future is very bright. We can make it right. Or do we want we change the world when we meet. Now let's rock and dance to the beat. Last one. Okay, so lose, the future is very bright. We can make it right. Lose it. Okay, and let's go back to verse 1.
That's my boss.
Okay, I drink my hot espresso while I think about Picasso. Underneath the clear blue sky, here to learn from MPI. Malaga, we catch the sun. We should...
Sangria and tapas all day long. So we lose the we should catch the sun.
Yeah.
We should catch some
lose
fun.
The sun and fun line, yeah? Okay. And eating tapas all day long, now we all will sing along. Enjoy beautiful Malaga with ladies short and tallaga.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Hey man, you know. Okay, so we got two verses, and we've got now. Let's go back to the chorus really quick. And I want to just fix one thing in the chorus. Okay, the future is our canvas. Let's create it together. Let's rock the world. Can we stick with an art metaphor instead of going to birds of a feather? Something that goes to forever. Anybody got something? Anything?
Picasso lives forever.
Let's rock the world and make it last forever. Oh, see? We inspire the creative juices and make it last forever. Okay, that's great. I'm in love with it. I love it. It's my new favorite song. We just wrote my new favorite song. I can't even believe it. All right.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, MPI owns half, I own the other half. It's fine. It's going to be a hit on the record. Now, everybody, I want to outfit you guys because you were also kind to write some lyrics. Maybe you're going to play some incidental percussion for me. I have cowbells and maracas. The irresistible temptation of the maraca? Come on, you know you can't avoid it. Sleigh bells, because it's world music, because we're rocking the entire world. Yes? Yeah? Everybody's up? Okay. And we're going to roll the lyrics, and we're going to have this thing now. I'm just kidding. My 5 minutes left, Claw. All right. So I'm going to throw the lyrics on the screen. Who here feels like singing? This is a rock and roll technique employed all the time. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Okay. We ready over here? We ready over here?
We're gonna put a break down in?
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of musical tricks. We're going to do feats of strength for you guys, showing off just what this band can do. We're going to start with an intro. And who here, I know you guys want it, a keyboard solo in the intro?
Come on.
Oh, the keyboard player needs more love than that. Come on, for Darren.
Yay!
Okay? We're going to go, and I'm telling the band the form now, and they're really good. They're going to follow me. We're going to go verse, chorus, guitar solo. We're going to break it down right then, and you guys want to shout something with me?
Yeah!
Why don't we shout MPI? Will that be good? Like a soccer stadium kind of thing. We're going to put a ton of reverb on it so it sounds amazing. And then we're going to do a double chorus and out, big rock and roll ending. Who's with me?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me just hear the, we've got an E minor, a C, a G, E minor, and a C, right? Okay. So, and then on the verse, let's start with an E minor to a C, right? Right, okay. I drink my hot espresso. All I think about Picasso. Underneath the clear blue sky, here to learn from MPI. All right, you guys have a clue, and the verse is twice as long as that, right? Okay, all right. From the top.
It's a one take. We get one take.
One
guys.
Take
go for
wonder.
It.
That's what we are. Okay, ready? I'll count you in when we start singing. So, ready? One, two, one, two, three, four. One, two, three. I drink my hot espresso while I think about Picasso. Underneath the clear blue sky, I'm here. All day long, now we all will sing along. Thank you guys so much, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. Well done. Another round of applause.
Well done, girls.
Andy, thanks very, very much. It's been fantastic. Andy is an MPI member, been a member for 2 years, and won one of the Foundation Small Business Awards, so that you can see how great this is. Please make them all welcome here while you're here. For now, though, get to your sessions. We're running slightly behind time, but thank you. Well done.